Good morning, everyone. It's an honor to be here to give this presentation. My name is Shuang Xu, and I am a PhD student of Chinese Academy of Sciences. My report topic is retention and transport of cellulosic nanocrystals in soils. In recent years, nanoparticles have been widely used to adsorb heavy metal from wastewater and contaminated soils. This figure illustrated the in situ remediation of iron nanoparticles. However, there is a wide debate on the safety and potential environmental impact of nanoparticles because some of them are toxic to biota, such as silver nanoparticles. One way to address such issues is to use renewable and non-toxic nanoparticles, such as cellulosic nanocrystals, CNCS. CNCS are produced from cellulose through an acid hydrolysis that disrupts the hydrogen bonds and cleaves the amorphous domains of this fiber to yield well-defined crystalline rods. The dimensions of CNCS range from 5 to 70 nanometer in diameter and from 100 to 250 nanometer in length, depending on the source material and the isolation method. CNCS are attractive materials due to their relatively low cost, unlimited supply, and biodegradability. Surface chemical modifications increased the bonding efficiency of CNCS to metal ions from wastewater. It has been reported that CNCS have been used in water treatment technologies due to their relatively high dispersity and adsorption capacity in wastewater. If similar characteristics occur in soil, then it can be used to remediate soils contaminated with heavy metal. Because soil environment is porous and complicated, the mobility and retention behavior of CNCS need to be investigated firstly. Thus, the objectives of this study are understanding the transport and retention of CNCS in soils and analyzing impact factors, including iron oxides, ionic strength, and soil colloids. In this study, we use clean sand and iron oxide coated sand to investigate the effect of iron oxide on CNCS transport. Also, we choose Tennessee soil and Xi'an soil to check the mobility of CNCS in natural soils. The basic properties of Tennessee soil and Xi'an soil are listed in these tables. Both soil belong to clay loam, and compared to Tennessee soil, the Xi'an soil had a higher content of organic matter. This figure illustrates our experimental system. The solution was pumped into the column in an upflow mode, and the effluent samples are collected using a fraction collector at regular interviews. The experimental conditions are listed in this table. Here is our result part, effect of iron oxide. As we can see from this figure, the existence of iron oxide decreased the CNCS transport through sand, with the decreased effect more pronounced at low ionic strength. Effect of ionic strength. As we can see, CNCS have high mobility through clean sand at both ionic strengths, indicating that ionic strength had minimal effect on CNCS transport through clean sand. In comparison, increasing ionic strength increases the CNCS transport through an oxide-coated sand. The results indicated a coupled effect of an oxide and ionic strength on CNCS transport. To investigate the relevant mechanism, we measured the average particle size and zeta potential of CNCS and sand. As we can see from this figure, CNCS and clean sand are negatively charged, thus the strong electrostatic repulsion between them contributes to CNCS transport. By contrast, iron oxides are positively charged, thus the interaction between CNCS and iron oxides electrostatic attraction, which hinder CNCS transport. In addition, when ionic strength increased from 5 to 15 mmol, the absolute zeta potential of CNCS and iron oxides decreased. Thus, the decreased electrostatic attraction contribute to CNCS transport. Transport in soils. As we can see from the left figure, CNCS have high mobility in both Tennessee soil and Xi'an soil at low ionic strength, 5 mmol. Compared to Tennessee soil, the lower breakthrough of CNCS in Xi'an soil can be attributed to its higher content of organic matter. The existence of organic matter in soil pots decreased the connectivity and mobility of pore water, which hinders CNCS transport. Increasing ionic strength decreased the CNCS transport in both soils. This is theoretically expected, because when ionic increased, the decreased electrostatic repulsion between CNCS and soils decreased the CNCS transport, and CNCS are more prone to attach to the favorable retention sites. Effect of colloid transport in an oxide-coated sand. In the figure, CNCS with colloid represent the transport curve of CNCS when CNCS and colloid coexist in the effluent solution. Similarly, colloid with CNCS represent the breakthrough curve of colloid when colloid and CNCS coexist in the effluent solution. CNCS without colloid represent the breakthrough curve of CNCS when CNCS exist in the influent solution alone. As we can see, the presence of colloid promoted CNCS transport through an oxide-coated sand at both ionic strengths, with the effect more pronounced at low ionic strengths, and the mobility of colloid was limited through an oxide-coated sand at both ionic strengths. Effect of colloid transport in Xi'an soil. As we can see, similar to the trend in an oxide-coated sand, the presence of colloid promoted CNCS transport through Xi'an soil at both ionic strengths. And we can see from the right figure that the mobility of colloid was promoted by the existence of CNCS. This mutual promotion of transport between CNCS and colloid was probably due to the competitive suppression, because CNCS and colloid are negatively charged, and they compete to attach to the positively charged retention sites. Furthermore, the promoted effect of colloid on CNCS transport was more pronounced than that of CNCS on colloid transport. This was probably due to the steric hindrance of collide, because in this study, colloidal particles less than 10 micron was much more greater than CNCS. Once the larger colloidal particles attached to soil surface, it will block the adjacent retention sites and promoted CNCS transport. Summary: CNCS have high mobility in natural soils at low ionic strength, 5 mm. Iron oxides exerted a pronounced effect on CNCS transport at low ionic strength. Mutual transport promotion between colloid and CNCS is probably due to the competitive suppression and steric hindrance. Next step, we will use CNCS suspension to elute heavy metal contaminated and check the remediation efficiency. Thanks for your attention.